From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president-elect to become president today. Donald Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th president of the United States today. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Donald Trump has already set himself apart from previous incoming presidents by holding a series of rallies around the country to thank his supporters. Trump also insists he wants to bring the country together after one of the most divisive election campaigns in recent history.
We will heal our divisions and unify our very, very divided country. When Americans are unified, there is nothing we cannot do. No task is too great, no dream too large.
But opposition to the incoming president remains intense and was on display during the recent Electoral College voting in several states. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Now, the inauguration is still some 4 hours away, yet thousands are already milling about the District of Columbia, many in support of the new president, many geared up for protests. Security procedures on high alert. VOA's Michael Bowman has this.
Dawn has broken in Washington on a brisk and cloudy morning, with rain expected by the time Donald Trump takes the oath of office, launching an administration that will differ radically from its predecessor on substance and style. A steady stream of people is converging on the National Mall from all directions, negotiating mazes of barricades and police checkpoints. Hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters and a significant number of demonstrators are expected. Beyond the pomp and grandeur, real work will be done after the ceremony. The Republican-led Senate will attempt to confirm Trump cabinet nominees for key national security posts.
This is VOA News. ECOWAS says Gambian leader Yahya Jammeh, who lost the election last month, has until midday today to hand over power and agree to leave the country or face military action. Adama Barrow was sworn in as Gambia's new president on Thursday at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal.
Long live the United People of the Gambia. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you.
Separate communiques from ECOWAS, the African Union, and the UN recommended all necessary measures to be taken to respect the will of the Gambian people. The Mexican government has extradited drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States, where he faces drug trafficking, murder, and other charges. He arrived in New York late Thursday and expected to be arraigned there today. New York is one of several U.S. jurisdictions where Guzman faces charges. The convicted drug cartel boss has spent the past year fighting extradition. Newly released letters written by al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden showed that he remained focused on striking the United States long after the 2001 terror attacks on the U.S. The letters were confiscated in 2011 during a U.S. military raid on bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. Bin Laden was captured and killed during that raid. Outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama has conceded defeat in his efforts to close the American military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, but he blamed Congress for his failure. Mr. Obama pledged when he became president 8 years ago to close the facility in his first year, but lawmakers in both political parties blocked that effort. He said the population there stood at 41 as of Thursday. Donald Trump has vowed to keep Guantanamo open. Outgoing U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter says U.S. airstrikes have killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps about 40 kilometers southwest of the city of Sirte in Libya.
A reminder to ISIL and many others that while the world doesn't rest from the transition here in Washington, neither does the Department of Defense.
The strikes were authorized by President Obama in what likely was the last military operation to be approved by the outgoing U.S. leader. The 41st president, U.S. President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara are improving. They're hospitalized in Houston, Texas, where Mr. Bush is being treated for pneumonia, Mrs. Bush for bronchitis. Bush family spokesman Jim McGrath.
I know if he's able to, he will. I know right now they've got him on some medicines that make him kind of sleepy. But I know he'll try to take in the festivities, as I think it's been widely reported by now that President Bush sent President-elect Trump a letter last week indicating that he was not going to be able to attend because of age and mobility issues.
President Bush's son, George W. Bush, will attend the inauguration with several previous presidents. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.